With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana's 65th legislative session opened today. Republican and Democratic leaders say they plan to strengthen Montana's economy by creating better jobs. Freddie Menares with the UM Legislative News Service reports.
Republican House Majority Leader Ron Eli was one of many who called for working together.
I believe this legislative process is meant to be all-inclusive. Rooted in that belief is a desire as the majority leader that honest, respectful debate can and will happen within this majority caucus.
Democratic House Minority Leader Jenny Eck says working together will strengthen the state.
Montana has made great progress in recent years, but we need to continue to work hard this legislative session to shore up our economy and create good-paying jobs in this state.
Lawmakers will be addressing jobs, infrastructure, and a tight budget during the 90-day session.
Lee newspapers are reporting that Montana does not store government emails in state archives, despite state laws that require emails of importance to be preserved. Officials say the problem is two-pronged. Agencies delete emails too soon, and the archives don't have the equipment to accept digital records. As a result, Montana residents have lost decades of public information. The state archive issue comes after deleted emails made headlines across the country this election season. In Montana, Republicans criticized the fact that no emails existed from Governor Steve Bullock's term as Attorney General. Wildlife advocates plan to challenge the approval of a new Yellowstone River dam that critics say could kill off a dwindling population of pallid sturgeon, an endangered fish species that survived in the Missouri River for 70 million years. A bypass channel for the irrigation dam would be built near the Montana-North Dakota border to let sturgeon reach upstream spawning grounds, but scientists don't know if the fish would use the channel. Wild Earth Guardians and the Natural Resources Defense Council said in a court filing Friday they're negotiating with officials on how to proceed following last month's dam construction approval by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Bureau of Reclamation. The groups have a lawsuit pending over the $57 million project. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris temporarily blocked it in 2015. Officials have identified a man who was found dead outside a home in the Helena Valley. The Independent Record reports that 37-year-old Juan Castillo's body was found Saturday. Lewis and Clark County Deputy Coroner Heather Tupper says authorities responded to the discovery at an intersection about two blocks south of Forest Vale Cemetery. She says an investigation into the Helena resident's death is ongoing and an autopsy would be conducted this week. I'm Eric Whitney.
I'm Rachel Kramer. The 2017 Montana legislative session will continue Tuesday morning with a, quote, law school aimed at new legislators to help them understand the lawmaking process. UM Legislative News Service's Cole Grant reports.
The 2017 Montana legislative session will continue Tuesday morning with the law school, aimed at new legislators to help them understand the lawmaking process. Republican Representative Rob Cook sees the state budget as a central issue this time around.
You know, we have to make some fairly substantial cuts across the board. Right now, we're looking at accepting the governor's packages of cuts and actually going a little bit lower than that.
Lawmakers are also considering 225 other introduced bills. Democratic Representative Virginia Court says a bill that would create a primary seatbelt law will save lives in Montana.
You can only be stopped for not wearing a seatbelt if you have a tail light out or you're speeding or something. This would make it a primary offense for not having it.
34 states currently have primary seatbelt laws.
That's Cole Grant with the UM Legislative News Service. Police say a woman who was pulled over for suspected drunken driving on New Year's Eve in Columbus shot and killed herself. The Stillwater County News reports that, according to dispatch records, the officer reported that the woman refused to get out of the vehicle after being stopped on Saturday night. 2 minutes later, the officer reported that shots had been fired and asked for medical assistance. The woman's name hasn't been released, but police say she is from Billings. Police Chief Jacob Ward says the shooting is considered an in-custody death, so the officer has been placed on administrative leave while it's investigated. Just before the Montana legislature gaveled in its 2017 session today, Democratic Governor Steve Bullock looked to ease the tension building over a looming budget battle by calling on the two parties to work together for the state's best interests. Bullock used his second inaugural address in the packed state capitol's rotunda to appeal to the Republican legislators in the audience to rise above partisan rancor as the session begins.
The elections are over. Let us all not forget that we were each elected to run government and our constitutional offices, irrespective of partisanship, and for the betterment of all Montanans.
After Bullock's speech, House Republicans gave no sign that they were ready to play nice. In a news conference outside the House chamber, Speaker Austin Knutson blamed Bullock and his predecessor, former Governor Brian Schweitzer, for a sagging economy that must now be fixed because of poor management, excessive regulations, and too much government spending.
Members, we face a difficult session. Our only constitutionally mandated job is that we have to craft and pass a state budget for the next 2 years that doesn't spend more money than the state takes in.
A drop in energy production has had a ripple effect across the different taxes the state collects to pay for government operations. As a result, the revenues collected last year are not enough to cover existing state spending, meaning cuts loom for the next 2-year budget cycle. That sets the stage for the budget fight between a twice-elected Democratic governor and a Republican-led legislature that believes it has a voter mandate to rein in state government. I'm Rachel Kramer.